Boulder County has shifted to COVID-19 community level low under the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, public health officials announced Friday. The transition from medium to low requires fewer than 200 cases per 100,000 people in the past 7 days. Fewer than 10 new COVID-19 hospital admissions per 100,000 people. Fewer than 10% of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients. Carol Helwig, Communicable Disease Program Manager for Boulder County Public Health, said it's important to remain vigilant. While I think it's appropriate to take a moment to celebrate this milestone, we are closely monitoring the emergence of a new Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5, Helwig said in a news release. As we learn new information about this subvariant, which makes up over 40% of new cases in the U.S., we want to encourage everyone to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations and boosters, especially those at high risk for severe disease. The county issued the following community guidelines to prevent transmission. Get yourself and your family fully vaccinated and stay up to date by getting boosted when eligible. Vaccines are safe, effective, and free for anyone aged 6 months and up, and they drastically reduce the chance of hospitalization and death. Have a plan for testing. If you plan to be near someone at high risk for severe disease, hospitalization, or death, consider getting tested prior to gathering. Increase airflow and ventilation. While indoors, use HEPA filters or increase ventilation and airflow by opening windows or increasing air circulation. Consider moving activities outdoors for the best protection. Keep your loved ones and community safe by following the county's recommendations for isolation and quarantine, including getting tested if you are exposed to COVID-19 or have symptoms of COVID-19. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Consider wearing a well-fitting, medical-grade mask as an added layer of protection, especially when close to people at high risk for severe disease, hospitalization, and death or in settings that primarily serve individuals who are not up to date or at high risk for severe disease. If you are immunocompromised or at high risk for severe disease, talk to your healthcare provider about whether you need to wear a mask and take other precautions, and whether you are a candidate for treatments such as oral antivirals. All Colorado counties remain under the state's Public Health Order 20-38, which requires people to wear masks in healthcare facilities, jails, prisons, shelters, and community corrections facilities.